Wetzel Long is a full-service law firm with a proud history in the city of Detroit. In fact, Wetzel Long's founder was a member of the first Belle Isle Commission. On May 26, 1899, a civic-minded bill to construct a combined aquarium and horticultural building in Belle Isle Park passed the Michigan State Legislature, and that bill was introduced by David Heineman, the cousin of Leo M. Butzel, whom the law firm of Butzel Long is named. I think we've given enough of the history here without introducing our guest.
Yeah, mystery now.
Well, the mystery is now solved. Very happy to have with us Cynthia Haffey, shareholder, vice president, member of the board of directors of the Detroit-based Butzel Long Law Firm. Nice to have you here, Cynthia.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
I guess we're celebrating 160 years?
160 years of doing business in the city of Detroit. We are the seventh oldest continuing business residing in the city today.
That's pretty amazing.
That's very impressive.
It's very amazing when you think back to what was going on in the city in 1854. You know, street lights were just coming on in the city. President Lincoln, of course, hadn't even been elected yet, and he actually gave his first political speech that year. The Republican Party formed in Michigan that year. A lot going on, and Butzel Long has been around since then.
Well, tell me a little bit about this 160th birthday celebration, because you have always been very giving, but you're giving back to Detroit by sponsoring some sort of a contest.
We are. When the partners and staff in the firm got together last year to talk about how to celebrate this momentous event of 160 years, we immediately came to the decision that we wanted to celebrate by giving back to the city that's been so good to us, you know, in supporting our staff and families with a place of employment for so many years. So we decided to give back to some of the iconic institutions in the city. And in fact, we have a series of charitable events that we will be sponsoring for. One is what we're going to be talking about more specifically today, the Belle Isle Aquarium, but also for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and the Detroit Institute of Arts. We have charitable events planned. So the Belle Isle Aquarium, we met with the Conservancy earlier in the year and told them that we were interested in doing something with Belle Isle, and Belle Isle in particular, because it has historical significance for the firm. You mentioned in your introductory remarks about the legislation that was passed in 1899. David Heineman was the cousin of one of our leading lawyers, Leo Butzel, who the firm is named for. But even earlier than that, our founding member, a gentleman named William Moore, was on the first commission for Belle Isle. So when we looked at, you know, institutions in the city, Belle Isle was immediately came to mind.
Now that's fascinating. It's not exactly the route I would have expected that a law firm would take, finding their way out onto Belle Isle. And yes, somebody was involved, and they suggested in the aquarium and all of that in the first Belle Isle Commission. But to come back 160 years later and focus on it, I guess the timing is perfect, because as you know, the focus has been on Belle Isle a lot lately, and all for the good.
Well, and the timing is additionally perfect because the aquarium is celebrating a birthday itself this year. The groundbreaking for the aquarium took place on August 18th, 1904. So the aquarium is celebrating 110th year anniversary this year. So we are having combined birthdays.
That's nice.
I know, doesn't that just come together nicely?
Yes.
So when we met with the Belle Isle Conservancy and told them we wanted to reach out and do something with Belle Isle, they told us about a missing weather vane that used to sit on top of the aquarium.
I can relate to that at my house. Recently in a storm, our weather vane went missing. It's true.
On Belle Isle.
Maybe I can get Butzel Long to do a contest.
Perhaps. You may have to wait till your 110th anniversary or birthday.
Fair enough.
So the weather vane, the aquarium was built, designed, by Albert Kahn, who, of course, at that time, he won a design contest. And the aquarium is his design, and he's now, of course, an iconic architect. And at the time, the aquarium was the third largest in the world. And news reports that I have written, old press releases of the time, say that it was the grandest of all of the aquariums. And an aquarium sat on top of the, a weather vane sat on top of the aquarium. And throughout the years, it disappeared. And there are no records as to what happened to it. If it was destroyed in a storm or it is gone and missing. And there are some old photographs and grainy postcards to look at, and so you can see that it was there, and it looks like a fish design.
Makes sense.
That would make sense.
Doesn't it make sense?
That would make sense.
The icing on top, just a fish on top of the aquarium. Works good.
Very nice. So there is a Belle Isle Aquarium weather vane design competition sponsored by Butzel Long Law Firm. It has begun. At the beginning of this month, and it runs until the end of this month.
That's correct. The competition opened on August 1st, and it closes on Friday, August 29th. And anyone interested in participating in the contest, the actual contest rules can be found on either Butzel Long's website, which is www.butzel.com, and look for our events page, or at the Belle Isle Conservancy, and that's www.belleisleconservancy.org. Now, there are some contest rules, of course. There's fine print.
There are lawyers involved. There's a lot of fine print.
Individuals need to be U.S. citizens, 18 years of age, and most importantly, there are specifics as to the weather vane itself, because, of course, we want it functional.
Mm-hmm.
So there are dimensional requirements and as well as fabrication requirements that the individual that is interested in participating really does need to look at the design contest rules so that they can...
Far too specific to just say right now on the radio and then have them remember and all of that. If they go online at BelleIsleConservancy.org, you can actually get an entry form there.
That's
also
correct.
And I'm sure it will spell out all of the rules and regulations.
That is correct.
And it doesn't have to be a fish?
It does not have to be a fish, but the Conservancy in Butzel Long is asking that the designs all do have some historical significance, and so they can relate to the building.
Cynthia Haffey, shareholder.
Should have the essence of the building.
Shareholder, vice president, member of the board of directors of Detroit-based Butzel Long Law Firm, celebrating their 160th anniversary. And I love this, because not only are you doing something really wonderful for the Belle Isle Conservancy and the aquarium there, but you've also alluded to the fact that on your 160th birthday as a company, others are going to benefit, including the DSO and the DIA.
That's correct.
So since we're here and among friends, why don't you tell us what you've got planned, or at least as much as you can tell us?
Well, those actual functions are still coming about.
Mm-hmm.
One will be in November, and the other will be in December. I believe the DSO event will be in November, and the Detroit Institute of Arts event will be in December. But I don't have any more specifics for you at
this time. I'm just going to guess, though, up front here, that you can safely say that for the DIA or the DSO, you're not going to ask us to do weather vanes for the top of the building. Am I close on that?
You are correct.
I don't want to give anything away, but that you won't be doing that. But you'll be doing something that will benefit these jewels, these gems that are so very important to the city of Detroit and a soon-to-be healthier city of Detroit. We ran the risk of losing out on what makes the heart and soul and fiber and fabric of a city if we lost, for example, the DIA. And just a few years ago, we almost lost the DSO. And Ann Parsons and Philip Fisher and all these other people who worked so very hard to make sure that didn't happen. So it's wonderful that you, to celebrate your 160 years of serving in the Detroit area, that Butzel Long would say, we want to give back in a big way.
To the institutions that have served the city so well, they're giving back and enhancing them going forward.
It's just wonderful.
Thank you. We are excited about it. And as I said earlier, the city has been good to us for 160 years. And we couldn't think of a better way of celebrating our birthday than giving back to the city.
It's got to make you feel good to work for a company like that.
It certainly does.
You know, because how you feel about your company affects the way you do your work, I think.
Agree.
And if your company is very much involved in the city, certainly Steve and Luigi Piazza with Quicken Loans and all those various companies that Dan Gilbert has. You feel very good because they're so very involved in so many good things in the city.
And the fact that all these companies have been here for so long and have, you know, stayed the course, it just allows us to help support all that goes with it.
And the same goes for you with Butts Along, which I didn't know was here 160 years, and I didn't know if you've been there, let's see, 17 years, you went right out of high school, so they had a program. They obviously had a work-to-study program.
Good thing this is a radio program.
and that's nice. I mean, longevity, I suspect there are a lot of people who have been there for a long time.
We have partners with the firm that have been there as long as 61 years.
Wow.
William Saxton celebrated his 61st year with the firm last year. So I guess this year's 62 years, actually.
Wow.
He was just in my office yesterday talking to me.
Isn't that? Can you imagine
years.
How great? Now, tell me the truth now, and I'm expecting Cynthia Haffey, without having you raise your hand and swear, as an officer of the court. Boston Legal, did you like that television program?
I love them all.
I love that.
I
love
that. Allie McBeal, Boston Legal.
All of them.
Law and Order.
L.A. Law. Remember that one?
Oh, I do. I'm old enough to remember it.
Isn't that something? And they were all good.
Right.
Why don't we have one now? Where are they? Is there one now that I'm missing?
It's called...
There's a void here, and we could probably put together Butts Along.
It's called Sports Center now.
Oh, Sports Center now.
There is one other... It's not really an event, but one other thing that the law firm is doing to give back to the city as part of our celebration, and that is we're lawyers. So from a service perspective, what we can give back to the city... obviously, is legal services, and we have offered and it has been accepted to give the city law department 160 hours of our services.
Wonderful.
And we have started that work already.
Which helps the city immensely.
It sure does.
When coming out of bankruptcy. And
good for
absolutely.
You. Well, that's another wonderful present.
Big win.
Yeah, very nice. I know that we have BelleIsleConservancy.org, because we've said it, and that's a good one for the Weather Vane, the Belle Isle Aquarium Weather Vane Design Competition, sponsored by Butts Along, the law firm. What's your the Butts Along email address, sir?
It's www.butzel.com.
www.butzel.com for the your webpage or whatever we call it.
That's correct. And then there is an events page that somebody that's interested in the contest can click on, and they will find all of the contest rules and the application form.
Excellent. Cynthia Haffey, shareholder, vice president, member of the board of directors, and the main celebrator of the 160 years anniversary, Detroit-based Butts Along Law Firm. Thanks for joining us on Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you so much for having me.
We continue on WJR.